From Sweetest Friends, we are continuing our series of shiurim on the question of how much a person has to suffer in order to be mekayim mitzvahs, sick people and otherwise. And in the previous shiurim, we saw neflos mitaras Hashem, a lot of interesting makaros, discussions. And now we are continuing, again, based on the wonderful sefer Mishnas Pikuach Nefesh. And we hope very much that we continue singing Neflos Mitaras Hashem. And this should be a schus for Kol HaOlam Kulo, that we are saved from this terrible plague in which we find ourselves at this time. And we should takasi the Yeshua Shlema. That would be the absolute best. And if not the Yeshua Shlema, the Yeshua Chelkis, that we should be saved both personally, physically and financially from harm. In Shulchan Aruch and Ibn Ezra and Siman Kufman Dalid, it says, Nasi Shashase Mo Yotshana Velo Yoldi Yotze Viteng Suba V'Kofen Osakach, that a person who's married to a woman and she's with her for 10 years and she doesn't give birth to any children, he should divorce her, give her a ksuba, and we force him to do so. Now, this is causing him a great amount of tsar. A man loves his wife and he has to divorce her. That's a tremendous amount of tsar. And a lot of people would give a fifth of their money, even all of their money, in order not to divorce their wives if they like their wives. So how can we force a guy to divorce his wife if it's going to cost, if he would be willing to pay more than a fifth? We saw in the previous shiurim, the sheet of Rav Moshe Feinstein, that the gather is that if a person is willing to pay more than a fifth of his money in order not to endure a certain amount of tsar, then he also doesn't have to do a mitzvah, which would entail that tsar, because it's like paying more than a fifth of your money, because for mitzvah say you only have to pay up to a fifth. Pischei tshuva, there knows Chav Zayin, he brings the tshuva's big day kahuna. Maisa badim shalagarish is ishto, hayakarach tsar bezeh godo mikamet ha'omim, because of kevin dixubasa shalishi hiravi, tzarech levaviz, kotbaziz, kolmenon, shuvin machuyiv bakach, lavu chol shar mitzetze, shen chai vim ha'chomishon. He says, the guy's going to have a lot of tsar, and he was matir him not to divorce his wife, because she had a big ksuba, and it would have cost him all of his money. He would have been left penniless, or almost penniless. Therefore, he's not chayiv to divorce her. Like all other mitzvahs say that a person is only chayiv until chomish memono. So writes the Maril Diskin in its tshuvas in Siman Lamed Ches, in Dibur Maschil Kidmus. Now, based on the Igros Moshe that we brought in the previous year, that a person is willing to pay up to a fifth, so how do we find a case where a person is forced to divorce his wife, and he's with her for 10 years, after he's with her for 10 years, and they don't have a child? Every guy would be willing to pay, we hope, more than a fifth of his money, nor not divorce his wife. So the Pischei Tshuva says, the guy's going to have to spend all of his money, and he was matir. But let's say it's not all of his money. Let's say it's a regular ksuba, but it's going to cause him so much tsar that it's he'd be willing to spend a fifth, up to a fifth of his money or more, in order not to divorce his wife. So how then do we have a normal case of forcing a man to divorce his wife? He'd be willing to pay more than a fifth not to do so, and we know that in such instances a person's not chayv in mitzvahs. I say. So one could argue, possibly, that mitzvahs pir v'rivya, there is no shir of chomesh. Sharei v'derech harogi l'gadol yeladim, it's more than a fifth of your money. And also nesuin l'tzarech mitzvahs pir v'rivya, he's chayv in sherek susinona, that's more than a fifth. So if there's no inyan when it comes to pir v'rivya of more than a fifth, then you don't have to spend more than a fifth. So memela, this fella would have to divorce his wife in order to marry another woman and have children, because he's divorcing her in order to have children. However, that doesn't fully help us, because it says in the Igros Moshe, Yerodein Chelik Beis, Kofayin Dalet Anaf Dalet, Shebuchol Avin Shebetorah Ein Mechuyavim Litzdar B'Tzar Sheyoser Mehefzit Kol Mimono. So you don't have to have tsar of more than all of your money. And if so, we still have a kasha. For a lot of people, the tsar that they have when they get divorced is more worth more than losing all, if they love the woman, it's worth more than losing all their money. They're losing the love of their life. So how can we tell this person, how does the halacha say to divorce his wife, even though it's going to cost him all of his money, or even though it's the tsar that he's going to have is going to be worth more than all of his money? You can't tell a person to give more than all of his money in order to be mekayim a mitzvah. So l'chor we have to say that only isurim shebaguf, we say that a person is not chayav b'chayav yaseh, and maybe even chayav lavin, as we discussed in the previous shir. It could be that that's only when it comes to isurei haguf. Tsar nafshi, emotional pain, isn't included in this. So think about it. If a person wants to be at his son's chuppah, but if he goes to his son's chuppah, he's not going to be able to daven mincha. Do we say that he's going to be patur from this mitzvah because he's a lot of tsar? And he'd be willing to pay more than a fifth or a fifth to be at his son's chuppah? This is just minyas tanuk. It's just lacking the pleasure of being at his son's chuppah. And the fact that he'd be willing to pay more than a fifth is not going to help us. A person makes a tiyul and he wants to see the world and he pays a fifth. Do we say that in order to go out in this tiyul, he doesn't have to do mitzvahs? Now he's patur from davening because the tiyul means so much to him. It means more than chomish mamona. Look at how much he's paying. Of course not. So it could be, and when it comes to menias tanug, even if a person be willing to spend more than a fifth, that doesn't matter. And here also, this isn't exactly the same, because it's not just menias tanug, not getting divorced, it's a tremendous tsar nafshi. But it could be that for tsar nafshi, we don't say this klal, that a person would be, how much a person would be willing to pay, only tsar gufani. Rav Moshe writes, in Igros Moshe in Yerodeya, there in Kofayin Dalid, "Omistabrish le'em achuyav li'notza me'averetz lavai de'zeh shi'yitain, meso l'chatcho l'vazo se'beilu mitzdarim tuva." And it's mistaber that a person would not be mechuyev to save himself from being over on a lav by giving his dead relative to science that they should cut him up and they should be mevazahim if a person has a lot of tsar. Because all you have to give is hotzas kol mamono v'lo yoser. You don't have to give more than all your money. So the problem is l'chora that being megarish ishto is also. He says you're not chayiv to give over them in order to save yourself from doing a lav. You don't have to give your mace over because it's going to cause you such a tremendous amount of tsar, so too divorcing his wife. And if a goy forces a person to be over on a lav, and if he doesn't listen to him, he has to divorce his wife, or he'll kill him. So mistam it'll be mutter for him to be over on the lav, in order, according to the Igros Moshe, in order not to have to divorce his wife. So again, we're stuck. How do we force a person to divorce his wife in order to be mekayem the mitzvah of pir v'rivya, when it's mamish such tremendous amount of tsar? In Tosus and Shabbos and Dalet Amud Aleph, it says mitzvah pir v'riv is a mitzvah rabbah, and therefore chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, you force the adon to be mishachar him, even though a person is mishachar avda over be'esei over Tosus kitna of sifu. That's why the Mishnah says v'lo nevrolam ela pir v'rivya, because it's a mitzvah rabbah. So for the mitzvah rabbah pir v'rivya, We even allow Shichur HaEved. We call it a mitzvah rabbah. The whole world was created for Piri V'Rivya. And therefore, you're only allowed to sell a Sefer Torah, Lilmo Torah V'Lisa Isha, because Piri V'Rivya is so chashuv. So maybe for Piri V'Rivya, we force the person to undergo this tremendous amount of tzar. However, in the Tshuvas Big Day Kahuna, he learns that Mitzvahs Pir V'Rivya, you're only Chai of Levaz Beis Chomish Memona, Ukochol Shar Mitzvahs Esei. And even though it's a Mitzvah Rabbi, you don't have to spend more than a fifth. And the Kasha is, what does that mean? Always when you raise your children, as we mentioned, whenever you raise your children, it's going to cost you more than a fifth. It's very expensive to have a family. So Yesh L'Chalek, Shema Shenichlal, B'Ikar Inyan HaMitzvah, Lo Shaykh Bezeh Shi'ur D'Chomish. What's included in the Ikar Inyan HaMitzvah, that's not included in the Chomish. That's what the Torah was Mechayiv you. But a side have said, like Tashlum K'suba L'Garish Ishto, Shlo Yolda Asarash Eser Shanim, there the Big Day Kahuna holds. That was the Big Day Kahuna that we quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva, who says that this guy was going to lose all of his money. And he said, you're going to lose all your money, you don't have to divorce your wife. It's going to cost you all your money. So that's a hefset study, that's a side loss, that you don't have to do. But when the mitzvah itself, you can't say that I'm not going to pay back. A person owes somebody else money. He said, I'm not going to pay you back, it's more than a fifth of what I have. No, that's the etzem ha-mitzvah, and it's the etzem ha-mitzvah. It's not just a side loss, then of course you have to take the loss. So raising children, whatever it costs, of course it's going to be more than a fifth. But for that, you're not allowed to stop. But here, if it's a side loss, it's a hefset study, that he's going to have to pay the ksuba to this wife in order to marry somebody else, that you don't have to do. You see Al Kopanim from the Big Day Kahuna, that he only patered out the ksuba, which is more than a fifth of his money. But not mishum atzar harav shebedavar l'garish ishto. So he doesn't hold of this tzar thing, where Moshe says that if it's tzar de gufa, then you're patur if you'd be willing to pay more than a fifth. But he doesn't mention anything about tzar guf, and tzar nafshi, he also doesn't mention the tzar nafshi, he just talks about the money. But that's our question. A person's going to have so much tzar that he'd be willing to pay all of his money not to divorce his wife. So how do we force him to do the mitzvah? This is already discussed by the Avnei Nezer, the Heilig Avnei Nezer and Ebenezer, Siman Aleph. Os Tess, you can look there in Ebenezer and Avnei Nezer. So, maybe we can explain as follows, that it's a davar pashut that if a wife of a person is chayavis misis beis din because she killed somebody, and she runs away from the shluchei beis din, but the husband knows where she is, and he can kill her, and he must do so to be mekayem mitzvah satov riarta rami kirbecha. And even though he has a lot of tsar, he'd be willing to give all his money not to do so. We don't care. Din Torah is that he has to do it. She's your wife. Wife shmaif. She's chayavis misa. So, in this case also, the Torah wants a person to be mezgaber on his tzar and to do the mitzvah, to divorce his wife, and then the ratzon that he has to do Pir V'Rivya should be stronger. So, when it comes to the tshuva of the Big Day Kahuna that he talks about not having to spend all your money, they're objectively spending all of his money. But here it's subjective, so tell the guy, no, you love her, you'll love somebody else. Can fall in love with one woman and then in love with another woman. Why do we fall in love with women? Because we're men. So there's not only one woman in the world you can fall in love with. You fall in love with another woman, you love her, and now you'll love somebody else instead. And then you'll have children, and then you'll love your children, and then you'll say, would you give up your children to have your previous wife? Most people I know wouldn't. Most people I know love their children more than they love their spouses. Probably. I'll call upon him, right, when a person's spouse dies, very often they get married to another spouse. Child dies, obviously they can't, have another child that's going to substitute, but even if they have another child, it's never going to be a substitute. Their parents are broken, usually for the rest of their lives. So there's a certain relationship with a child. So you tell the guy, you're going to have children, it's going to be so great, and this way he'll be able to swallow his tsar, won't be such a tsar. And also you tell him, this is the Ratzon of Hashem, this is why he created you. The reason you're marrying is in order to serve Hashem. So maybe somehow we can convince him to swallow his tsar. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was recently his yahrzeit a few days ago. Zecher Tzadik Livracha. In the Minchas Shlomo in Chela Gimel, the beginning of Siman Kuf Gimel, he has a suffix about a person who has a machalat Torah Shtit. He has a genetic defect, illness. And if he has children, they're going to inherit it, lo aleinu. Is it mutter for him not to be mekayim the mitzvah of Pir Verivya? This person is not chayiv to spend more than a fifth of his money on a mitzvah. And here the tsar for the kiyum mitzvah will be worth more for him than even his shlish nechasav, even a third. So how can we be mechayiv him? Rabbi Shlomo Zalman discusses this. But then we have the same kasha. How can we be mechayiv a person to divorce his wife? He's going to have so much tsar, he'd be willing to spend sometimes all of his money to keep her. Rav Moshe and Evan Ezer and Chelik Dalet and Siman Ayin Gimel Os Beis was asked about a person who has a machala, and half of this genetically, half of the children he has will have this machala. So is he chayev to marry an isha bas banim? Is he chayev to marry a woman who can give birth, because maybe he doesn't want to take that chance? And Rav Moshe says that this person's chayiv in Pir Verivya, because maybe he's going to have healthy children. He should daven to Hashem. There's no hechreach that half of them are going to be sick. It's not mais and nisim. I'm saying it's 50%, but he can have four healthy children, and then somebody else has four unhealthy children. It's not necessarily going to be split up. He's not going to have one like this, one like that, one like this, one like that. But the mashmos of Rav Moshe is that if the davar muchrach, that all of his children are going to be like that, then he wouldn't have to get married. Here it's only mitzad the suffix. And maybe the reason is because if it's a vadai, maybe the person would be willing to give up more than a fifth of his money in order not to have a child. But if it's only a suffix, maybe a person wouldn't be willing to spend that much, because maybe he's banking that hopefully everything will be okay and he'll have a healthy child. So maybe he wouldn't be willing to spend more than a fifth, and therefore he's chayiv. Could be that's the svara. The Heilig Avnei Nezer that I mentioned before, I just got the sefer, meaning I put it in front of me because I have a computer. He writes, makes the following chiluk, that when the place that you're chayiv to be mekayim, to spend more than chomish, only up to chomish mamon to be mekayim a mitzvah, is when if you're not mekayim it now, you'll be mekayim it another time. The Mekubalim say, if you're not mekayim a mitzvah, you come back in a gilgul to be mekayim the mitzvah. But when it comes to lulav, let's say you missed lulav this year, it costs more than chomish mamon, you'll get it next year, get it the year after. But when it comes to not having children, if he sticks with this wife, he's never going to have a child. So that we don't allow. For that, you have to give even more than a fifth, and therefore mechayev him to divorce his wife. Al kol panim, we had an interesting discussion here about how much you have to suffer in order to do a mitzvah. You see, even ad kedei kach legarish es ishto, we see the chashivus of the mitzvah of Pir Verivya, and we should be zocha that we should have children, and we should have nachas from our children. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should guard them. Shem Yishmor Tzeisim of Oam Yat Vad Olam. And Amir Tzeshem in the next shir, hopefully we will continue discussing Inyani Pikuach Nefesh and the like. This is the Tzav HaShah to talk about these Inyanim as we go through this very great Nisayon. Shalom, shalom, Sviyasim, as beloved friends.